Pan gobierno. Profe, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Maharaj. Today's topic is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, chapter 16.95 onwards. Prabhuji, please take over the call, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Okay, just one second. How do I do it? Okay, here we are. Okay. So I'm going to sing for a few minutes. I'd like to welcome all the mothers and the Prabhus. I'm sorry I was away for a while because I was doing some other seminars with ISKCON Bhagavat Mahavidyalaya. So I was deprived of your service, but I'm glad to be back. And thank you so much for tolerating my absence. So we are going to sing for just 2-3 minutes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamare. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamare. Tuma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare. Tuma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare. Patita Pavana Hetu Tavaya Vata. Patita Pavana Hetu Tavaya Vata. Mashama Patita Prabhu na paibe ma samapatita. Prabhu na paibe Prabhu nitananda premananda suki. Prabhu Nitananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Balakana Karayami Baradukhi. Kripa Balakana Karayami Aha Prabhu Nitananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Balakana Kara Ami Varadu. Daya kara sita pati adaita gosari tab kripa vale ai chaitanya nita ai tab kripa Pale pae chaitana nita. Aha sarup sanatana rupa raghunata. Aha sarup sanatana Bata Juga Sri Ji Moha Prabhu Lokanatha Bata Juga Sri Ji Moha Prabhu Lokanatha Daya Karo Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas Daya Karo Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitaye Jaya, Gauranitaye Jaya, Gauranitaye Jaya, Gauranitaye Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada Jaya, Jaya Gurudev, Gurudev, Gurudev Jaya, Jaya Gurudev, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripraj Gacharya Ustadurata Sri Srimad Srila Vaidyanara Vidya Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan BVT Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripraj Gacharya Ustadurata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Gaudi Vaishnavinda ki jai, Namacharya Srila Vaidyas Thakur ki jai, Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopakasana ki jai, Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai, Mayapurna Buddhi Dham ki jai, Jagannath ki jai. Bhakti Japa Sangha Group ki jai, Samaveda Vaishnavinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Go. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Ayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Saddaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Nitansha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Inamine Namaste Saraswati Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sundabadi Paschatta Desha Tarine Panchakalpataruvesha kripa sindhu bhayeva cha patitanam pavunibho vaishnavibho namo namo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, everyone, please recite after me 3 times. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Jagada Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Very good. Thank you so much. Now I feel enlivened that you all are present. So today we are serving Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila chapter 16. I believe text 95 onwards. Am I right? Mother Anjana Gopika, are you there? I don't see her.
Yes, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna, you are there. Good. I send you something in the text on WhatsApp. I don't know if you had access. If we could share that, if possible, after we recite this. So back to this Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 16. Wow, I left it when it was, I think, 13 or maybe earlier. So few chapter is gone so quick. That's nice. Everybody is relishing Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's very exciting. So this chapter entitled by Srila Prabhupada as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I believe he said, taste the nectar from the lips of the Lord Sri Krishna. So the first verse, it gives the clue what is this chapter going to explain. Have you ever seen a philosophy comes in a form of pastimes or attractive story? Well, this is what Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is not just a pastime or a story. It is a full of philosophy. But philosophy, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami put it in a nice format that it looks like a beautiful pastimes. Anybody can relish. But it's a deep philosophy. The conclusion of all the scriptures, all the Vedic knowledge ever existed, it's all concluded, included in this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the first verse, he says, Bande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Krishna Bhavana Mritam Hija Ashadda. I pay my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who personally tasted. What did he taste? The nectar of ecstatic love for Krishna. So there is a subjective, there is an objective. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are one at the same time, eternally two different. Radha Krishna are one. Radha Krishna also eternally are separated. to taste, to serve. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternally existing in the mood of Radharani to taste what coming from Krishna. So let's have a little foundation. Sri Krishna is the embodiment of sweetness. Radharani is not the embodiment of sweetness. We have to have a clear distinction. This Madhurima, the Prema Madhuri, Rasa Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, unlimited Madhuri, but four are the most important. These are constitute who Krishna is. Anybody, anywhere in the entire unlimited creation, tasting anything, experiencing anything, it is all from Krishna. Krishna's personal asset, his body is him. Not like he has some bank account where the pleasure of the everybody's experience coming. No, it is him, his body itself. Anandam atra Tara Pada Udaradi Sagata Sobheda Vivarjita Atma. Anandam. He is made of ananda. He is made of bliss, condensed form of bliss. And this is what Krishna is made of. Who made Krishna condensed form of bliss? Himself. For who? For himself. Of himself. Then who are we and what we are doing here? Well, if you search that first question, you will find all the answers. The Krishna himself wanted to enjoy. He even felt, Padma Purana explains this link to Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila chapter 1, that Radha Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatmana Bhuvi Puradehya Vedam Gatoto. That, who is Radharani, is Krishna's own feeling for himself. When Krishna wanted to experience his own feeling, immediately a most astonishing, beautiful form emanating from his left side. And she had two main quality. One was unlimited, uninterrupted, incessant, condensed form of passionate feeling to please the master, Krishna. And that's in Sanskrit called raga and dhavati. Dhavati means all the time, uninterrupted, busy to please him. So our Acharya takes the first letter of each one, Raga, Ra, and Dhavati, Dha, Radha. That's how the Radharani's name came. And that's Krishna himself wanted to experience his own. So, of course, if you say, when was that? Well, nobody has a watch. Nobody has a time. Time is under him. He himself is the time. But he is above time also. But he takes advantage of his own time. So, this Radha Krishna has an eternal, incessant attraction for each other. Is the root cause of everything. So, Raga and Dhabati. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the form of, in the mood of Radharani, but he himself is Krishna, is tasting. The first verse of this chapter, he says, Krishna Bhava Amrita Hi Ja. He is tasting what? The nectar of ecstatic love for Krishna. He's tasting himself, but he cannot taste himself. He has to create a shelter. So Radharani is Ashray Vigraha. Ashray Vigraha means all the devotees, including Zoom, unlimited universes, all the devotees, they are all under the shelter of Radharani. Guru means who represents Srimati Radharani, who represents Balaram, because connection has to be there. Connection is Balaram and experience is Radharani. Pleasing Krishna is Radharani. So this three personality, Balaram is Krishna, Radharani is also Krishna, but his own one potency, Parashakti. Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate, natatsama bhadikascha dishyate, parasya shakti vividaiva sruyate. This one shakti, Supreme Absolute Truth has. They're constantly, uninterruptedly trying to serve the master. And there is a wonderful relationship, eternally bonded. And Krishna created another potency through Radharani called Jogamaya. And she comes and creates some challenges in their relishment. Then when the task becomes harder, the relishment becomes more sweeter. Just like a demand of a substance. If the rice is demand of, if tomorrow news comes, all the cancer will be cured if somebody eat rice. Guess what happened in America? All the rice went double price. And then all of a sudden, nobody find any more rice, and India is not sending any more rice. I don't know where the rice comes from. I guess India or somewhere. And if they stop everyone, and then $10 rice will become $50. And then they say, actually, instantly it cures. Then all the cancer disease or COVID, we can use the COVID example. COVID-19 will be forever cured if somebody eat particular rice. And that rice is only available in a few shops in America. Wow. I guess people will kill probably each other to get that. And if it is available with the security and everything, and the demand is $10, rice became now $1,000 per kilo. People will pay for it. Yes, they will pay for it. They will pay for it. This is the nature of happiness. People will struggle, take extra labor, extra hardship to get it. So Jogamaya is intervening this, creating this atmosphere. Then the shadow of Jogamaya is Mahamaya. Then Krishna also created us. Not that we are created, we are eternal, but still I have to say it that way. That yes, to put us here so that we can experience a hard struggle, material existence, and finally come to Krishna and you tell him. Just like Madhumangal was telling Krishna inside the mouth of Agasura. So they thought it's fun. It's a giant snake? No, it cannot be. Some people say, why should we worry? Krishna will take care of us. Let's go in. Krishna is with us. Why should I? We are not afraid of anything so long we are with Krishna. So they went in. But Krishna told them, you all go in, I'm coming. But Krishna didn't come. Krishna was waiting. What happened to them? So as you all know, inside the, of course, they didn't go to the stomach. They are just in between the stomach and the tongue. I don't know how you measure it in a snake, 8 mile snake. 8 mile is a long area, but the boys are also billions in number. So it's inconceivable how it exists. But anyway, from outside, Krishna is listening their conversation. Krishna just, he relishes this. What did he relish? Madhumangal says, I feel like if I don't see Krishna, I feel like suffocated. Where are we? If I don't see Krishna, I'll die. Shubal said, I don't want to die if I don't see Krishna. Then Sridham says, I don't want to live if I don't see Krishna. Then they all concluded, we don't want to die, we don't want to live. We want Krishna, that's all it matters, whether dead or alive. Krishna had tears crying. How much love they have. So Krishna immediately entered into the mouth and of course killed a big snake and rejoiced. All the coward boys Krishna expended, and each boy started explaining how they missed him, how they, even though it's a short time, it looks like, but Krishna really is. He's called crazy man for love. We are also. That's how the whole creation began. Just to let you know. So here, Mahaprabhu, what is doing, this chapter began. Krishna Bhava Amrita Jaya Ashadda Ashadayan Bhaktan. So Krishna is so wonderful. He's not going to just enjoy love. He wants you to enjoy love. He said, I'll never enjoy myself alone. All the opulences I have, all the experience I have, I want with my devotee. I'll never enjoy anything without my devotee. This is wonderful. Such a wonderful boss, you can say, who wants to share his entire. In America, it's a fact that when we see that some big boss going for vacation, he goes in a five-star hotel, a special, you know, airplane or something. When employee get vacation pay, it's just a regular hotel, no helicopter, nothing. He has to have some kind of car or something. Struggle. It's not like this. Krishna enjoy five-star hotel, Krishna enjoy helicopter. He wants everybody, all the devotees of this world also enjoy with him in the same facility. This is wonderful. That's why it says, Ashadda Ashadayan Bhaktan Prema Diksham Ashikshkayat. Beautiful verse. So today's verse is, so we know that where we are heading with this today. Text beginning with 95. So I'll read the sloka. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mercifully gave us this. এই বুদ্ধে মহাপ্রভুর প্রেমা বিষয় হইল জগন্নাথের সেবক দেখি সম্বরণ কইল. Understanding this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt an emotion of ecstatic love for Krishna. And upon seeing the servant of Lord Jagannath, he restrained himself. When we hear this kind of word, he restrained, you may think like, gosh, if I was there, would Mahaprabhu not exhibit? Would I be disturbing him? And why is the restraint? Why all these obstacles are created? No, it's not obstacle. It does that. The capacity each soul has a particular capacity. For an example, if you have a 1 gallon, I use that example many times. If you have a 1 gallon water jar, can you feed 2 gallon water? No, it will never go. It's made for 1 gallon container, and 1 gallon water will contain, and it is perfect. 1 gallon water filled. Okay, is this jar full? Yes. There's a 5 gallon jar. If you put 1 gallon, it looks like a lot of empty space. But if you fill up with 5 gallon, it's complete. Now, is the both jar is same? Yes, in their own capacity. But if you are a neutral person, you're not the jar, and say, oh, 5 gallon has 5 times more than 1 gallon. So like this, each soul has a particular relationship with Krishna, and it's complete. There is no room anymore. So when Santaras, Dasharas, different Rashas, relationship with Krishna, a particular heart is like a jar, just compared like that. And if you think like this, then you will understand that how each of us complete in relation to Krishna. And Krishna is such a loving master that he gives complete to you. Complete doesn't mean inconceivable, infinite complete. That is not possible because it is infinite. But he will give you himself completely that you will never ask anything anymore. That's what complete means. It depends on the relationship you have with Krishna. And every relationship is wonderful. So when we hear the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt an emotion of ecstatic love for Krishna, but upon seeing the servant of Lord Jagannath, he restrained himself. Why? Because the Lord Jagannath Bhakta, mostly, they have an awe and reverence. They do not go into the raga marg so much. Just like one time Jayadatta Maharaj told me a story. He asked to Chidar Maharaj, who was explaining this, that Gop Kumar, in Brihad Bhagavatam Mita, it says, he went to Vaikuntha, but Gop Kumar is a coward boy. He saw a big giant temple and Krishna is sitting there. And his emotion is pouring out. All these millions of people are worshipping him. All these people are reciting beautiful verses, glorifying him. It's such a wonderful thing. But then Gop Kumar says, why you are sitting there and listening their prayers and recitation and dancing? Can't we go out and play in the field? He's thinking, oh no, he's just sitting in a big throne. I want to play with him. How do I play? I cannot play in the temple. I want to go out. But that concept of Krishna in Vaikuntha, he likes to be in the big throne. And people likes it because they are in that relationship. But Gop Kumar in a wrong place. Nothing wrong, but he's experiencing for us. He's telling us. Sanatan Goswami mercifully explained. So one day, Gop Kumar spoke to some boys there. They are in that awe reverence state. So he was given a place to stay. Of course, a spiritual world, Vaikuntha. And he was like a, in America they call poking nose. he was a little nosy. So he's looking at every rooms, what kind of picture of the Lord. Because he's thinking his friend is Krishna. He's just a friend. But he's acting like a god here. It's a little strange. But anyway, at one point, he went to a closet. I guess they have closet also. And he saw a beautiful coward boy. And he said, hey, there is my Krishna. And immediately all these Vaikuntha devotee came and said, shh. What name did you say? He said, Gopal. Shh. No. We know that his name is Gopal. But we don't utter that name. We cannot think God is like a little coward boy. No, he's a worshipable object. Please, shh, no talk, no more talk. And they locked down that closet. Nobody can enter anymore. But they do have some here, there, somewhere, somebody put some painting of Krishna. Painting of Krishna is also Krishna. So like this, some idea is there, so it conflict. So he's disturbed. Then of course, we all know that story that Narad Muni came there and Narad Muni said, I know your problem. You're not happy here. He said, yes. You want to play with your friend, God? He said, yes. He said, you are in a wrong place, my friend. I can show you where you can go and do that. So really? Okay. He had to come back here. This material world where Vrindavan, they have to do bhajan. So be thankful. Those who are doing bhajan, you are chanting. We should appreciate every moment. We should take advantage of it. You can go anywhere you want from this world. So Gop Kumar came back here. He did bhajan, took Guru Jayanta as his guru. That was Krishna actually came as a guru and then took him finally. Because I'm looking at Mother Anjana Gopika's thumb drive has a Krishna embracing this coward boy who is returning home. So this is what Mahaprabhu did. When he saw Jagannath devotee, he restrained his emotion. Because they will not understand. They may think it's material. The crying, like, oh my lover, this kind of talk is not really... Because awe and reverence is predominating. They're very happy. So Mahaprabhu understood and Mahaprabhu restrained. And we should be totally aware. So this way we can enter into that domain. The next verse, very sweet. Sukriti labha fela labha bale na barabar. Isara seva ke puche ki artho ihar. The Lord said again and again, only by great fortune may one come by a particle of the remnants of food offered to the Lord. The servant of Jagannath temple inquired, what is the meaning of this? This is this chapter. Every chapter is wonderful. Now I'll stop here because Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, the remnants of Krishna's food are mixed with his saliva. See what Prabhupada says. So the focus is not the rice, dal, sabji. Focus is saliva of Krishna, the lips. In the Mahabharata and Skanda Puran, it is stated, Prabhupada says, Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Salpa Punna Vatana Rajan Vishasana Vajayate. Persons who are not very highly elevated in pious activities cannot believe in the remnants of food, prasad. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor in Govinda, the holy name of the Lord, nor in the Vaishnava. I hope this verse scares people. Because how advanced are you? You can just take this like a measurement stick, this verse, and you see how much faith you have. Faith is not something temporary or automatic. No, faith is begun with intention. Sometimes we wonder, is the faith like intellectualizing, or is it like an emotional feeling, or is it like a just believe it, whether you understand or not, doesn't matter, just believe it. You may wonder, because this verse we chant every day. I know, I'm sure you all chant in Alachua, we chant this mantra every day before honoring prasadam. And there is never a day, well, maybe very rare, that you don't honor prasadam. This is one thing we don't miss. We are expert in that, honoring prasadam. And we thrive in it. It's not anybody, it's not our fault actually. Even Prabhupada said, this is called kitchen religion. ISKCON is a kitchen religion. Wow. So it's okay. It's actually glorious to think of prasadam. But what is that faith that require this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, whether you are new fight devotee or you are advanced devotee, what is the difference? Is the faith. Proportion your faith. It's in Chaitanya Chaitamita. Sraddhavan jan hai bhakti adhikari uttam madham kanishta sraddha anusari. This is in 22 chapter, Sanatana Shiksha and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussion. Text 64, it begins like this. And it says that a faithful devotee is truly eligible candidate for the loving service of the Lord according to one's faith. One is classified as a topmost devotee, an intermediate devotee, or an inferior devotee. So we can all examine where we are, how much faith we have on prasadam. Even this morning, or was it yesterday? Yesterday morning we talked, oh, this khichdi doesn't have, need little more salt. I said, they offered it to Krishna. So we are discussing, I won't say the name, there are senior devotees. And so we are discussing that, okay, it requires salt, but how do you know Krishna ate that? Did Krishna eat it? Of course, we don't do stupid mistake like one devotee in Los Angeles put some charnamrit, some salt in the charnamrita. And Prabhupada took it. He was not happy. He said, who did this? And this devotee came and said, well, it's all Krishna's mercy. Prabhupada did not like that. He said, no. Stupidity is not Krishna's mercy. You have to be attentive. We have to be careful when we cook, when we offer. Because ultimately, Shraddhatu Anna Upaya Barjanam Bhakti Unmuki Chitta Vritti Vishesha. Shraddha is that propensity in every soul which strives for bhakti, rejecting the attainment of bhakti by the vehicle of karma, gyan, mystic yoga, and so on. This is a chapter you can understand because this chapter promotes taking remnants of the devotee. The question should be asked, which devotee? How do we identify a devotee? Well, we have to know what is karma, what is gyan, what is yoga. Recently, last week, we had one new friend contacted me through the Facebook, and I had a talk, nice. And after a little while, he said, oh, I know how to sing for Krishna. I said, oh, really? Very good. You can sing. We have a songbook. He said, no, I already composed myself. I said, okay. And you have altar. So after a little discussion, well, that devotee has an altar of Kalima, Krishna, Radharani. Everybody is there. Nobody is missing in that altar. I said, so you offer Tulasi with the offering? He said, yes. I said, who do you offer? He said, I offer to my Kuladevi, Kali also. I said, with the Tulasi? Say, yes. I said, where does it say that Kali Devi accept your offering with the Tulasi? And how do you know whether Kali Devi accept or not? Oh no, Prabhuji, I feel. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I cannot say something that will turn off and our communication will end here. There is no further discussion. Maybe that person will never come close to Krishna consciousness. So I was literally sweating in the brain that what can I do to make it? I said, do you know anybody in your area? Is there Ishkan temple? He said, yes, there is Ishkan temple in Rishikesh. I said, maybe you can just go there and see how they do. What you are doing is wonderful, but maybe little adjustment will make you happy more. And you will be very grateful and you will be very happy. I did not say anything wrong they did, but I hope they go. I didn't call after that whether that person went or not. So the conception of offering, conception, why Krishna eats, does Krishna require eating, and where this faith comes, has to be understood very clear. Because faith is the only instrument for Krishna or for us to measure the infinite. Faith is the only instrument. Faith means, Prabhupada says, to have unflinching conviction in the glories and power of the name. When we chant, when we honor prasadam, how much faith we have, it's very important to measure. This Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON, started from faith. Foundation of our movement is Srila Prabhupada's faith. He says this, Bhakti Nai Vedanai Namek বড় ধরো, ভক্তি বেদান্ত নাম এবে সার্থক করো। ইন জলদূত প্রভুপাদ রোড দিস সং, ইট ইজ দ্য ফেথ প্রভুপাদ হ্যাড স্টার্টেড দিস মুভমেন্ট। সো ফেথ ইজ ভেরি ইম্পর্টেন্ট, ফেথ হ্যাজ দ্য পসিবিলিটি টু মেক ইম্পসিবল পসিবল। Faith is the only instrument for the infinite, for us, finite, finite, infinitesimal, living being to measure Krishna who is infinite. And to survey that infinite, all other methods are futile. Faith is the most precious substance, I would say, within us. Why? Because faith can reach unreachable. Ajita jita prayaso api trilekam. Brahmaji says that who is not conquerable can be conquered by that. And 1728 Bhagavad Gita in the Parbhur Prabhupada says that same faith become love of Godhead. Through faith you get love of Godhead. Through faith you go, proceed towards receiving that love of Godhead, but actually that same faith transform into love of Godhead. It's the same substance. We should not be after form. We should be after substance. This is very important. And if you ever wonder, what about the material world? Why people are not serious? Because of they don't have faith. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says that anything done as sacrifice, charity, penance, without faith in Krishna is impermanent. It is called asat, is useless now and next life. So question may come, how do we get faith? Connection with the devotee produce faith. Faith can see reality. And there is a world which is only approachable by faith. Shraddha mayam loka. Sorry. Just like you see in the Zoom now, I'm seeing all those names in my computer. How do I see? The color is seen by the eyes. The sound you hearing, or I'm hearing also my sound, is perceived by the ear. The world can be perceived. That spiritual world, the Mahaprasadam is transcendental. Krishna is real. This can be perceived only by faith, not by these material senses. Our faith is the real function of the soul. Please remember, supreme reality cannot be perceived with any other senses. Faith is the real function of the soul. Of course, faith is eternal also. Sattiki, it's in 11th canto. Lord Krishna told to Uddhava, Sattiki Adhatmiki Shraddha Karma Shraddha Surajasa. Sattiki Adhatmiki Shraddha Karma Shraddha Surajasa. Adharme Tamashi Shraddha Mat Shraddha Su Nirguna. So in that sloka, Krishna is stating there are four types of faith. One is original faith. That original faith, when comes, descend to the material world, in the soul's heart, in contact with the modes of material nature, it become three types of faith. But originally is only one faith, nirgun, bhakti, faith to bhakti. Sadda shabde vishyas, kahe sudhir anishchay, Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. That's why Mahaprabhu emphasized everything depends on faith, Shraddha. That is very important. By faith, one's association with saints increases. And by the sanction, culture of reality take place. Gradually, bhakti process makes us become fully conscious. At that time, we realize that this world in which we are living is all transient, that our home is somewhere else. If I ask any one of you, did you ever felt like homeless? You're like not fit anywhere. You're trying to get something, trying to be steady, fixed, but you feel like something boring, missing. Yes, we are homeless. Our real home is located in the world of pure consciousness. Now, pure consciousness is not a location, geographical. Although we read in the scripture, just like I always say, Mexico is south of America, or Canada is north of America. That's a physical location. But the pure consciousness, Golok Vrindavan, is not another geographical location. It is another level of reality. You can be sitting in Texas or Florida in your room physically, but you can enter into Golok Vrindavan here. If you are allowed. Faith is the only means through which we can see, hear, and feel the higher world. Otherwise, it is all meaningless to us. Try to understand this. Many things may come to help or hinder us, but our only optimistic good faith may be our guide. And that is spiritual master. Today is a Jayananda Prabhu's Disappearance Day. It was very interesting. I'll tell you a story. Maybe Mother Anjana Gopika or Srila Jabhataka Maharaj's disciple, they know many stories. Because he told us also a story. Jayananda Prabhu was such a wonderful devotee. Such a wonderful instrument. Prabhupada had tears when he left this world. One person told us a beautiful story that he was passing by and Jayananda Prabhu told him, see how faith develops. He says, hey, can you help me? And this is just a first time meeting, you know? And Jayananda Prabhu building a Ratha Jatra cart. There was no understanding how the card is built, but he has some idea, Prabhupada explained. He said, can you just hold the nail? Because he was alone, and I can hammer it so it will bond. So this boy, he was holding the nail, and Jayananda Prabhu was hammering. When he hammered the nail, it went all the way down, and Jayananda Prabhu turned to him. He said, you did a wonderful job. You are holding the nail so good and it went straight. You did a wonderful job. Would you mind of just helping me a few more nails I need? I said, okay. So he did. And he's talking and hammering and finishing the wheel. And after a little while, he's talking. He said, you know, I was useless. God has sent me to be worthy of something. So I'm doing this. And the same God, Krishna, is so merciful that he sent you to help me. I'm so thankful to you. And this first time, you know, Western body, young man, is like a wow. And Jayananda Prabhu is a big Western body, you know, he's appreciating more than my parents or anybody ever appreciated my life. And he said, you want some prasadam? He said, what is prasadam? So he explained and he gave him prasadam. And literally that boy joined. He said, okay, I'll spend some time more. He stayed. Jayananda Prabhu, after a little time, shaved him up. Anybody in the Zoom knows who is that boy? That boy is Jayapataka Swami today. Can you imagine how much Jayananda Prabhu, he was Bhartma Padarshak Guru of Jayapataka Maharaj. How he was engaging, I was just hearing, you know, different devotees, how Jayananda Prabhu was reciprocating, gave them a faith directly in their heart. Even though it's just a normal, simple devotional service. So this is very important. When we have a strong faith on prasadam, when we have a strong faith on Vaishnavas, when we have a strong faith on the devotees and Krishna, on the holy name, the biggest trouble sometimes, because I also investigate through the devotee, I inquire, because I am a very fallen also, but I'm trying to advance with the mercy of Vaishnavas. So I ask devotees, so are we chanting to get Krishna, or Krishna is the holy name? So, well, that's difficult to understand. I said, but is there a difference? The Krishna in Golok Vrindavan and right now Hare Krishna I'm chanting. See, yeah. See, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then I was showing that devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, so long you have that differences, you think you're chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's different from the Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. It's called Vyavadhan. You will not get pure name. Pure name means, or pure prasadam is all, has to be devoid of nama parad, nama bas, and bevodhan. So these are the topics that we have to contemplate. Of course, our contemplation has to have a backup by Krishna consciousness philosophy, by our acharya. Otherwise, we may get misguided. Or we will be like thriving so many years, and someday maybe we will be like wondering, what did I get? What did I come to get? Where am I today? Am I progressing? How much did I progress? Huh? There's a famous verse about the prasadam. It says, Aiche anna je Krishna ke karai bhojan, janme janme shire dharo tahara charam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that anybody with sincerity and love cooking and offering to Krishna, it pleases me so much. And Prabhupada translate the word frankly, he said, I will personally take the lotus feet of anyone who can offer Krishna such a nice food and place those lotus feet on my head, birth after birth. This is Mahaprabhu, supreme, infinite God express his feeling and in the glorification of prasadam. This is unbelievable. So let's go to the verse again. The Parpar Prabhupada gives Mahaprasadi Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnavi Salpapunna Vadana Rajam Vishasane Bajaya. Person who are not very highly elevated in pious activities cannot believe in the remnants of food, prasad, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor in Govinda, the holy name of the Lord, nor in the Vaishnavas. So four things. Wonderful. Anyone has any question or contemplation?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. It was very nice, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have a question on faith. It's very difficult to build a strong faith, Prabhuji. Sometimes when the difficulty comes, it's very difficult. We become very strong, and our faith become very strong, Prabhuji. How we can make the faith strong, Prabhu?
Hmm. how to make their faith strong. Generally, Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami Pad suggest that we should have a very good association. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very curious to know what is Jagadananda Prabhu is writing, Jagadananda Prabhu said, I cannot show you because it was confidential. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I want to hear. What are you writing? He said, no, I can't show you now. I will show you after, but not right now. So he was giving confidential because he was glorifying Mahaprabhu's name, the value of Mahaprabhu's name. So he says very nice. He says, Asadhu sange vai Krishna naam nahi hai. Namakshara bahirai bate naam kobunai. In the association of non-devotees, you can never chant pure name. Namakshara, the alphabet, the spelling of name will come out. But the real substance, vastav bostu, veddam vastavam atra bostu, Krishna is a vastav bostu. We have to be fully aware the glorification of the holy name. And we have to have a strong faith. So what should we do? Then Jagadananda Pandit says, Jodi karve Krishna naam sadhu sanga kara, bhukti mukti spriha dure parihara. So he did not say that sadhu sanga alone is enough. He said, you have to associate with advanced devotee who has a faith. But you have to examine in your heart, do you have a mukti, bhukti, all this desire? It's very difficult. To be honestly, sometimes mind will create, is chanting is an act, not a blind faith? Sometimes devotee thinks. I mean, I would not say devotee, because devotee means they have already bhakti. The person who joined, they think sometime. But of reasonable faith is a faith that is sensible and verifiable. Reasonable faith is not just desirable, but also essential. Not just for chanting, but for every human act. You know, one devotee mentioned once that even Columbus, when he wanted to come to India, of course he discovered this South America and this America where we are today. But question is, what did he have? He had an opposition. He had a 90% people who were saying you'll be dead when you go, because when you look at the destination, it all looks flat and then you'll fall and finish dead. But Columbus, what did he have? Only thing he had one, even though material example, but it's a very good example. He had a strong faith that he'll make it. And those people who were with him had a strong faith on him. If we can hold strongly, tightly, those association of those devotees who have a strong faith, we all will be elevating our consciousness. Otherwise, it will be difficult. And of course, daily sadhana has to be there. And you have to literally examine your heart. Literally, you have to examine your heart. How far you are and what is the obstacle. These are very important. Very important. We cannot say just chant, it will be okay. No. You have to have a faith that will make the chanting accessible to realize the substantiality of holy name, Holy name is a person. How many times I did like even greetings the deity, I just put the beads down as if like it's not a person. We have to be very respectful to the holy name. Holy name is Krishna. The real fact is that only intelligible by faith. Yes, Shastra says, buddhi grahyam atindriya. No precedence will come to prove such thing. It has no other verification. Faith alone can enter that domain. That is true. It is an infinite thing. But we are tiny living entity. What capacity does our faith have? Even in this universe, there is so much which seems far beyond the stretch of our faith. Our faith is in such a tiny measure when compared with the infinite. So how much can we boost to have in relation with Krishna? Then question come, why should we be so miserly in our faith? To be miserly will be like suicidal, not believing. Faith will come first, then the real process, sadhana, will follow. So ask yourself, I ask myself, why am I getting up early and chanting every day? Just like you heard that story when Sruta Kirti Prabhu told Prabhupada, "Oh Prabhupada, I don't love you. I don't feel like I have love for you." So then Prabhupada went around one time in the house and then came next time and he says, "Do you like to serve me? Do you like to do what you're doing?" Say, "Yes, yes, of course. I love to serve you." Say, "Then you have a love for me." So I ask also myself with the same thing. Why do I get up so early and chant, try to finish rounds before Mangal Arati? Why such inspiration? Why? There is some attachment. There is some faith. You have to go from that angle. Okay, I do have faith. Otherwise, why I'm doing? Is this aligned with the scriptures? Yes. It says, wake up before Mangal Arati. I mean, before Brahma Muhurta, and chant your rounds. So when we are doing for so many decades, that means we have a faith. But what it explains, that what are you supposed to experience, that nine symptom, maybe our consciousness is blocking. It is there, just like Golok Vrindavan is everywhere. In your home is also Golok Vrindavan is everywhere. In Chaitanya Chaitamita Adi Leela chapter 5, verse text, it says, Sarvaga Ananda Asima Krishna Tanu Sama Upari Adha Bepiyache Upari Adha Bepiyache Nahika Sama. You cannot say, you cannot measure the Golok Vrindavan. It's unlimited. So I started thinking, okay, Golok Vrindavan is unlimited, it's everywhere, it's a different level of reality. I have to start accepting it and just go with it. And we see actually mystical feeling comes that yes, Prabhupada said that when you chant, Krishna descend from Golok Vrindavan to you in a moment. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that Krishna enters, what is that verse? Bhaktamukhe aise naam goloka hoite, atma hoite deho bepi nache jibba dite. The golok from Golok Vrindavan, the holy name comes down. But I'm thinking, I'm chanting. That is the wrong conception. That consciousness has to be purified. That no, I'm not chanting. I'm just positioning myself as a servant. devotional attitude that I have to have. Otherwise, Golok Vrindavan will never descend to this level. So when I have a devotional attitude by the mercy of the devotee and my sadhana, then holy name will descend to the soul, spread all over the body, and dances on the tongue. This is not an imagination, but it appears like imagination. But if we start believing it, and we will start experiencing, the Lord is actually dancing on it. His anoronia mahato mahiyan. He's greater than greatest, bigger than biggest. He's also can be very small, that just enough to dance on the tongue. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said that he will appear on your tongue. There's a famous verse, at least when I joined, there was a verse, because there was a challenges coming from Sahajiyas, and we found those verse and we defeated. I didn't defeat. Those days I was just learning. He said, Aru dui janma laiva sankirtana rambe haiva tumar putra ami abilambe. Mura archa murti mata tumi se dharani jibbarupa mata tumi namera janani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the day he took sannyas, he had a long discussion with his mother in the evening, night before. I mean, how do you say it? At that night, early morning, he left. But that evening, previous to that, he had a conversation. And he says, millions of people came to take darshan of Mahaprabhu. From where? From different universes. Because Sachinandan is a very rare form. We worship. I mentioned this before also. We always worship Mahaprabhu as Sachinandan. We don't worship sannyas form or Radha, because Sachinandan is complete of Radha Krishna in one. So they are in that conversation, Mahaprabhu established many truths. Shikshastaka also he spoke. He told to Mother Jashoda, who came as a Sachi Mata, he said, you, two more times you're going to take birth right now. You will take birth as the Dharini, and I will take the deity form. And I will, you'll take the form of a tongue of a devotee, and I'll dance on your lap. So when we chant, we have to literally see that vision, and we'll start experiencing. What happened when Shuddha Satta, holy name, and our mundane consciousness is meeting? It depends where we are. If I am in Tamangun, you know, when fire touches the log, which is dead, wet, sometimes smoke comes. Smoke means disturbance, mind disturbs. It may go on for a few life even, if we are not careful, and ignite more fire. So sometimes this comes. If it is Rajogun, it may pick it up for a little while, then diminish. If it is Sattogun, yes, it will continue. So any devotee you chanting, you see them chanting for decades, they are still positive and going. They are in Sattogun, connecting Shuddha Satta. If they are chanting for a little while and came down, Rajogun, they are embracing Rajogun and goodness, pure goodness. It's not possible. Rajogun takes over, because that soul wants to enjoy separately from Krishna. And Tamogun means they feel excited for a year, 2 years, then disappears, go back to where they came from. So if we are alert, the symptom of this, then we can focus and go. So like this, you have to examine your heart, karma, jnana, yoga, etc. And you have to have a good association. That's how only faith comes, what I understand. I hope that gives you some idea. You know, one of the four checkpoints is it like a little joke. But it's not a joke, it's a wonderful explanation of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Radha Kund, when in Kartik he was explaining Prahlad Maharaj's character. Tomorrow is Nishingadev's appearance. So he said, you see, if you are detached from the material world and detached from Krishna consciousness, you ever experience, oh, I just don't like anything. Tired. Let's go chant dance. No, not right now. Let's go for a movie or sense enjoy. No. You are neither. This is called impersonalism. Infecting. So once you are aware, wait a minute. I'm not impersonalist. I'm a person. Krishna is a person. Why impersonalism is trying to take over my consciousness? No. I'm going to chant. So it's good to know. That's how we have to progress. So if you are detached from Krishna and from the sense enjoyment, you are impersonalist, Mayavadi type of. If you are attached to the material world and detached from Krishna, you are a sense enjoyer. If you are attached to Krishna, attached to material enjoyment, both attached, you are Sahajiyam mixed devotee. Instead of working hard to make it happen in life, you just want easy way to get out and get the result. It won't come. Sahaji will never get. Impossible. Mahaprabhu condemned them, this 13 opasam pradai. They'll never get. But they feel like, I could get it. I like the pastime. I'll get it. I'll do whatever I want materially. I'll do whatever enjoyment, but I'll get it. No. And if you feel, I have an attachment to Krishna and Krishna consciousness, Krishna devotee, Krishna prasad, and detachment from the material world, you are real devotee. So these four checkpoints, see where you are at this moment, you can switch. That free will you have, free choice you have, to choose where you are and where you want to go. So two things, you associate with the advanced devotee, do your daily sadhana, three things, and examine your consciousness, where you are. Because ultimately, we are not made of form. We are made of actually substance. We must remember that we are made of substance. So I hope that's helped something. You please tell me, Mata.
Yes, thank you so much, Prabhuji.
I'm sorry, I went a big tour.
Nice. Very nice. It's very beautiful. Thank you so much. Prabhuji, you want to share this slide? The picture you send when you want to send?
It's kind of, you could. It's kind of a little late. I have these 9 names of Narsingadev, that actually says that it destroyed the 9 planets' bad effect in your life. If you feel disturbed in your spiritual progress due to whatever, some influence, because everything ruled by this 9 planetary system, and there is a God behind those 9. Ultimately, of course, Krishna. But it says in Brahmanda Puran, that if you remember, maybe you can just say it. Is that okay? Mother?
Yes, Prabhuji, I can share Prabhuji here now.
Okay, let's fold your hand.
No.
Would you like to do that?
Sure, Prabhuji.
Okay. So everybody.
Yes, Prabhuji, I can share now.
Everyone, please fold your hand. Imagine you are appreciating the Lord Nrisimhadev with a particular name. This is from Brahmanda Puran, Prahlad Maharaj's wonderful contribution in our life. Oh, you are showing that. Okay, this is all. I'm going to say those names, but here it is.
Okay.
Everybody can see where you are.
Which picture do you want to send, Prabhu?
Okay, maybe you can say. No, you can show the other one first before.
Okay.
You have the other one, Mata?
Yes, Prabhu, it's taking time. 1 second.
You have the one that Lord Shiva is there in the middle?
Okay. Oh, it's not coming.
Everybody can see it?
Yeah, you can see, Prabhu.
Okay. Can everyone see that there is a devotee with the two hands on the two cheek?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. Yes, in India, or in my village, I grow up in a way that when you are depressed or you don't know, you are in anxiety, you put your hand on your head or on your cheek. You just don't know what to do. So that's why you put that one there. Mother Vishnupri actually helped me to make this. She did it wonderfully. So can you see there is a two opposite current?
Yes.
Okay. This is where your position, when you come to devotional path, this is where your position is. Just think, you have a one side spiritual current and another side is material current. And this is what most of the devotee goes through every day.
Struggle, struggle, struggle.
No, it's not trouble. It's a decision.
I said struggle, struggling.
Yes, mother, struggle, yeah. But that decision, because spiritual world is a conscious world. Mm-hmm. It's not an unconscious world, like a deep sleep. Many religion, like Buddhism, even Jainism, maybe I should not say all the names. There are many religion actually promote ultimate happiness is unconscious level of existence. Like a deep sleep. When you come out of the deep sleep, you say, wow, I had a good time, good sleep. How did you know you had a good sleep? You don't even remember what happened, whether you existed or not. And this is the position before the creation, the soul had, that they are indifferentiated, no sign. Just like a baby in the mother's womb. The baby is only 7 days old. Baby has no clue. Nobody knows even this mother is pregnant or not, because 7 days, no sign. When she is 5 months, 7 months, everybody see big tummy, okay, the baby is coming out. So baby, when it's 7 days, is like a unknown. Similarly, unconscious level, lot of religion in this world, and it's very attractive, but it is the deadly dangers. Mahaprabhu considered that kind of tendency, the soul in conditional life develop, is called python. Python. Even Prabhupada says, one child grown up, I don't know where he got that story. He says, when he was facing the trouble in life, he said, Mommy, I just don't like school. It's so hard. I wish I could go back to your tummy and just be there, do nothing, just sleep. Is that a good proposition? Prabhupada said, no, this is a foolish. But there are a lot of soul likes this. They like to just be in deep sleep forever. They don't need. Now, where is this idea coming from? From impersonalism. And this is a deadly disease. The biggest disease we have is the impersonalism. Impersonalism expands depression, loneliness. These are product of impersonalism. Impersonalism only can be revived to personalism, our origin, by bhakti. No other process. All other process is useless, ultimately. And maybe temporary relief. You know, when somebody is exhausted, he or she may like his own private room, lock the door, throw the telephone, everything, disconnect, just go to sleep because so exhausted. But how long can you sleep? One day? 12 hours, you'll get tired of it and you want to wake up and have fun again or enjoy life. But these material modes makes us so exhausted. We think, yeah, just to go somewhere is peaceful, no activity, nothing. This is not true, because the soul by nature, 3.5 in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that mithyacharaso uchyate, you will be lying if you say you don't want to be active, if somebody is not active, because soul is eternally active. And there is the highest happiness in activity. That's why Vrindavan is jubilant. Vrindavan is eternally joyful. The entire spiritual world, especially Vrindavan, that conception is so joyful. But a lot of people are attracted by other path in this world. And majority will be there, because that's more promising of their desire, because they feel they're exhausted. They're burned out with their relationship. Many experience they have, or they work so hard in life, they just want somewhere. That's why people prepare for retirement. People go for vacation. Why? Because of the same reason. Even this professor said, I'm not lazy. I love my work. I said, good. Do you go for vacation? He said, yes. I said, why? Do you have a retirement plan? He said, yes. I said, why? Ultimately, no. We do not like labor. Krishna never made labor for the soul. But we are here, unfortunately, and we are getting tired of this hard labor. So this is a place most of the devotees are. I'm just giving you this just to not scare you, but give you a little alert that you make your own decision where you are heading, where you are. Inner current and outer current. Outer current means like, I want to enjoy life. I want to be pure devotee. Yes. You want to be pure devotee tomorrow? Yes, sure. But tomorrow comes, I did not become pure devotee, then it's like heart struggle. Hey, there is a nice view in the ocean beach. If we can have a little vacation. So you see within you, you want to have like good amount of bank balance or nice home, nice food. Also, I want to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. I'll struggle and austerity and I'll go for it. But sometimes it's conflict. So this is where this position is. And that meeting place where proper conception and improper conception meets, it's called Shiva planet. Kailasa. Mm. Okay. This is where Shiva actually decides. It is not material, it is not spiritual. But that place, Shiva has an eternal connection with Maya. Try to understand this. Shiva has an eternal connection with Maya. It is not possible Shiva ever become completely free of Maya. Not possible. It's eternal connection. That's his wife. It's the energy. Krishna gave him like that. Shiva also has the other side, pure devotion to Krishna. Both exist, they are. We need to cross that and go to inner current, to the spiritual domain. Otherwise, what happens, if you don't have two things I mentioned before, if you don't have a subordination, you take a shelter of an advanced Vaishnava. Like many advanced, we should not take it lightly. Like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Japatakam, they're all advanced soul. But we may have a material conception. Oh, is it, another person became advanced? No. We should not take it like this. That's why Krishna says, na avamannat karhi chit. He said, don't consider your guru as like another human being. Why Krishna said this? Because he knows we think like that sometimes. We really have to take shelter of our guru. Really have to take shelter of Prabhupada. That's one. And second point is, always check your own heart. If you have a strong desire to serve, these two things is the ticket to get out from that position. Otherwise, I can take sannyas. If I did not purify my heart with these two things, I will be out of Maya, but I'm not in spiritual domain either. I'm in the middle. After some time, I may fall down. We see that many serious, sincere sannyasis or advanced devotees, they fall down. Not that they are not advanced or sincere. They were, but they did not cross that border. Mm. And most of the devotees are coming to that point. I know there are many, hundreds, all over the world. They're serious, but they have to cross. Mm. If they don't cross, there's a risk, too much risk involved to come down. So I think that's enough on that topics. I don't want to scare all of you. That's not my intention.
Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Sorry, Prabhu, I just dropped out.
No, that's okay. This is good. So, yep. I'm going to recite those nine names. Just fold your hand and say it. Jala Nishinga Dev Ki Jai.
Jai.
You have to say Jwala.
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 Yeah, Jwala Nishinga Dev Ki Jai.
Jwala
Nishinga Dev Ki Jai.
Jai.
Now, if you know Mangal Graha means little bit of, anyway, there's a whole description I'm not going to give, but Mangal Graha, it can create some spicy fight in your life with your spouse or with your friend or sister, brother, or sometimes misunderstanding. This thing will disappear if you meditate tomorrow on Jwala Nishinga. Meditate for 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. Jwala means the Lord, when he appeared, he was so fearful. It is in Bhagavatam, you'll see the picture. His mane was touching the sky. The whole earth was shaking. Everybody was frightened. That form of Nishingadev is called Jwala Nishinga. Look at it. Chant one round there. If you ever had a problem with your children or brother, sister, or some friend, misunderstanding for no reason, because of the influence of the Mangal Graha. Yes, we deserve it, but we don't want it. We want to have a loving relation. If you focus on Jwala Nishingadev, it will disappear. At least that Purana, Brahmanda Purana says this. The next two. Everybody please say, Aho Bilam Nishinga Dev Ki Jai.
Aho Bilam Nishinga Dev Ki Jai.
Aho Bilam Nishinga Dev Ki Jai.
Very good. Aho Bilam is a giant Nishinga Dev. Aho Bilam is also a home of Hiranyakashipu. They have some replica in India, South India, that Aho Bilam. But actually, Hiranyakashipu had a different location. It's a giant palace, not just little place. Then, when you look at Aho Bilam picture, you'll see that where Hiranyakashipu's palace, one painting I saw that, it's like a big Garuda bird. You know, like a big Garuda bird. His palace was like that form. And when Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu, and that form, after that, he came to Prahlad Maharaj and gave him a darshan in a small form, very sweet. And if you meditate on that, that concept, Aho Bilam, then Guru Brihaspati has also influence. Guru Brihaspati has influence that will be destroyed. The pride of knowledge, or you feel like, oh, why didn't I know the answer? Why my mind is disturbed? Why can't I remember that slok? All these Brihaspati's influence is there. It will be destroyed. Third, everybody please say, Ma Lola Nishinga.
Ma Lola.
Ma Lola.
Nishinga Dev.
Ma Lola Nishinga Dev Ki Jai.
Ma means Lakshmi Devi, Lola means dear or Priya. That Krishna loves Lakshmi Devi so much, in Alachua temple, we have Lakshmi Devi sit on the left side of Nrisimhadev. You'll see. There's some painting, I'm sure, picture online, you'll find. That Lakshmi Devi is sitting on the left side, not right side, left side. Because he loves her so much, his energy. That form, it's called Malola Nrisimhadev. Now, do you know Shukra Graha? Shukra is good for the sense enjoyer. But if you want to dedicate spiritual life, you want to discipline your senses, but senses sometimes does not want to listen to you. It just bursts out. I don't care. You feel like that. I'll do what I want to do. I'm just tired of life or something. This Shukra is a very powerful planet. It creates this kind of feeling. But I'm sure he's also listening right now. We are discussing. And we are. I'm also praying to him, please leave us alone. And he will. So if you look at that picture of Nrisimhadev and chant one round, say, Mahalola Nishinga, where Lakshmi Devi is sitting on his lap, one round, say, please let me do bhakti more seriously. Don't disturb my mind like this. So, number four, Baraha Nishinga, Baraha.
Varaha Nrisimha.
Very good. Or Krodha Nrisimha.
Or Krodha Nrisimha.
When I'm sure you heard in Bhagavatam 7th canto, 9th chapter, when Nrisimhadev appeared, after some time conversation with Brahmaji, he said, do not ever give this kind of benediction in future. He was very angry. Because Hiranyakashipu was torturing his devotee. He didn't think of son or father. He thinks like, Prahlad is my devotee. Nobody can torture my devotee. He was very angry. But then he looked at Brahmaji. He said, don't give. Prabhupada write like this. And Prabhupada mentioned this many times, a few times. He said, he told Brahmaji, do not give benediction in future anybody like you did to Hiranyakashipu. So that form is called Baraha Nrisimha. That Baraha Nrisimha has also pastimes where one devotee in South India, we went to that temple, it was a very nice Baraha Nrisimha, that temple, where he wanted to serve the Lord, but he did not have a money or way to. So he was growing some corn. He had a little land. He was growing corn. And he was thinking when the corn grows big, he will sell in the market, he will pile up the money, and eventually after a few years, he will have enough money to build a temple. But he loves Nrisimhadev so much. Nrisimhadev is also reciprocal. This is what we all should focus. So after a few days, he noticed that his corn is growing, but something eating that corn. So he made a little bench, you know, in the field, they make a little high bench in the middle, and he's guarding at night. Who is eating? Which animal? Then he saw a wild boar coming and eating those corn. And he got so angry and he chased. And he said, Nrisimhadev, why I'm being not helped? I want to build a temple. I love you, Prabhu. And he was crying. Then he saw that he actually chased the hog, I mean, boar, so far in the forest, and the boar started laughing. Such a big laugh, loud laughing. He's thinking, where is this laugh coming from? And he saw that pig that he's chasing is actually Nrisimhadev. And Nrisimhadev says, I love your devotion. I can't wait for temple and establishing my deity. I want to eat whatever you're giving now. So that was Baraha Nrisimha. Then he told him, a rich man in your village, I'm coming in his dream and telling him to help you with the money and he will build your temple so you can establish me. The temple is still there. It's beautiful. So Baraha Nrisimha ki jai. Okay, number five. You have to say, Karamja. Karamja Nrisimha ki jai.
Karamja Nrisimhadev ki jai.
Karamja. I'm just thinking, I'm taking too much time to explain. Maybe no more explanation.
Jai Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mata.
I must have missed number 4. I have Dwala Narsinghadev Ki Jai. That's the name of the mantra, the prayer, right? And then the first line, I have Aho Bilam Narsinghadev Ki Jai. And then I have Ma Lola Narsinghadev Ki Jai. And then I have Karam Jai Narsinghadev.
No, that's fine.
Okay, what's 4? Sorry.
Maha.
Maha.
No. Baraha
Narsinghadev. Baraha. Okay. Baraha. Thank you.
Yeah, Baraha original, actually. All these Narsinghadev form origin in Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. Not today, but someday I'll tell the story. Like Baraha, okay. Krishna always play with the dirt. And Mother Yashoda told him, hey, you must be pig last life. And Krishna was scared. Oh no, she found out I was Baradev. And Krishna was like shocked, didn't know what to do. And then Mother Yashoda, of course, he grabbed him. No, you're not a pig, you're my son.
Jai.
That form, because Krishna likes to play with the dirt, because the origin Baraha is in him. Mm-hmm. You know, pig in India, I don't know pig in America. In India, pig you will see in a dirty place always.
Yes.
Okay, number 5 is Karamja Narsinghadev.
Karamja
Narsinghadev.
The Karamja Narsinghadev destroyed Chandra influence. You know Chandra? Moon planet. Sounds good. Yes and no. If you know the effect of the moon. You know what is the
effect
of the moon?
Yes.
Oh, mommy, I don't like to chant. I don't feel like doing anything. I don't know. I feel bad. Oh, come on, get out of your emotion. Why are you emotional? I don't know. I feel bad. The snake eating the frog. I don't know. It's like a useless, emotional, sentimental. You never heard those things? Sure. We feel sometimes ourselves. Sometimes we feel like somebody, some friends, some children, some brother, sister, like emotionally affected. Mm-hmm. Is due to the moon planet. So they need to chant in front of tomorrow, in front of Narsinghadev, who is known as Karamja. Karamja word means a tree. Briksha. In Sanskrit, that language. Means when Hanumanji, you all heard Hanumanji, you know. Hanumanji was meditating under a tree. And he was meditating in that tree. When he was meditating, he was praying, my Lord, I want to have your darshan. I miss you so much. Narsinghadev appeared. And Narsinghadev told to Hanumanji, hey, I'm here. Hanumanji said, who are you? Say, who am I? I'm your instrument, your beloved Ram. See, you don't look like my Ram Chandra. Then in front of his eyes, he took the form of Ram with a bow and arrow. Said, oh my God, you are my Lord. What was the other form? That's my another form that I kill sometimes demon and protect the earth. So that form that he's shown to Hanumanji there, it's called Karamja, because it happened under the tree. So with that name, it's established. The temple is still there. So tomorrow, if you see Narsinghadev picture with a tree or something, you just imagine, this is Karamja Narsinghadev. You chant one round, then moon planet influence will disappear, hopefully.
Mm.
Next, number 6. Everybody please say, Bhargava Narsinghadev.
Bharaka?
No, Bhargava. Like Parashuram has another name, Bhargava. Bhargava. Bhargava.
Narsinghadeva.
Kishai.
Bhargava Narsinghadeva. Now we know that Parashuram, who is the incarnation of Krishna, he killed 21 times to discipline and eliminate the bad Kshatriya ruler from the world. How did he do it? Of course, he's an incarnation, but still, he's not a Vishnu Tattva. He's like a living being like us. But he was doing austerity, severe austerity to Narsinghadev under his guru. His guru was Lord Shiva. Parasha, the axe, He got it from Lord Shiva. His guru was Lord Shiva and gave the mantra. So he was meditating on Lord Nrisimhadev. And Lord Nrisimhadev appeared there and gave him blessing. That form is called Bhargava Nrisimha. And it destroyed the sun planet's influence, or in a sense, dosha means like absence. In a sense, like, I don't know if any of you ever felt humiliation. You didn't do much, but somehow the scandal went out of control. Like Facebook nowadays. Like, what is going on? It was a little thing. And that Prabhu fell down or that Mataji or something happened. It's like it spread it everywhere because of the influence of sun. Depleted. We are not looking for fame and name, but without the good moral standard, we cannot practice and go on. Because if I have a bad character, I know that. And I'm trying to purify by the mercy of Prabhupada and all of you. But Krishna is very merciful. But sometimes if I'm born with that sun little dosa, then in due course of time, something will happen. They'll say, oh, look at that Devaya, he's horrible. He got caught, he was stealing something. Some rumor comes or some scandal little bit magnify. There's one Gurukuli girl actually stole something from a mall. And of course, how did I come to know? Because my son told me, how did he come to know? Well, he came to know from his friend. And it spread it like everywhere. So I had to like intervene. I said, this is not good. We should respect. This is, you know, she's just a young girl, just did some mistake, something she picked up from some purse. She liked it. She didn't, could not afford it. She took it. Okay, I'm not saying this is good, but at the same time, amongst devotees, we have to have a mature understanding, not to spread like this. Because it's hurting her. She will just probably run away, not to practice Krishna consciousness. Now, how this is coming? Where is this coming from? From the sun planet. If you don't have a favorable sun, you're going to get it. I hope nobody gets it, at least those who are preachers, because it will harm us. Even yesterday, I prayed for our society. We should pray for our ISKCON society. That ISKCON society leaders, they should not get attacked by outsiders. Yes, mistake can happen. I'm not saying that. Of course, genuine mistake will be rectified. Bhakti is so powerful. Okay. Sorry, going around. Number 7. Everybody please say, Yogananda Nrisimha Dev ki jai. Yogananda.
Yogananda
Nrisimha Dev ki jai.
We do yoga. So Yogananda. Yogananda.
Yogananda. Nrisimha Dev.
Yes. Prahlad Maharaj was 5 years old when he became the emperor of the whole universe. Can you imagine 5 years old emperor of the universe?
Yeah.
Nrisimhadev says, you wanted this, and it disturbed my mind. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to be the emperor of the universe. Where? It's impossible. But now we have to understand through the principle of philosophy. What we believe, that's who we are. He prayed. My Lord, I hope the whole world get delivered. When you pray like this, Krishna will make you. How Krishna going to deliver the whole world? Through you. So he prayed. That is true. I never thought to look at from that angle. Brihad Bhagavatam Gita emphasized. Narad Muni told his guru, Narad Muni says, you wanted all the devotees to have a Krishna consciousness. So you have to be the ruler of the world and make them Krishna conscious.
Mm.
So when you pray, be careful. When you chant, do not think bad. I'm serious. When you chant, Hare Krishna, I don't like this Mataji, Hare Krishna, Krishna, what this Prabhu doing? This is dangerous because you're going to experience those. Mm. And you do not want it. And you wonder why these things bothering. Well, you are chanting and you are touching fire and you think like it will not burn. Well, it's too bad. Ignorance doesn't mean fire will not burn. We are chanting, we are connecting with pure goodness with this bad thought. It's very dangerous. So Prahlad Maharaj faced a lot of struggle. Prahlad Maharaj went in the forest to protect the sages. In the protection, he saw there is a wild animal attacking sometimes the sages and the king.
All from MD Judiciary.
Is it okay? Okay. So then Prahlad Maharaj wanted to shoot an arrow to that. So when he shot that animal, he saw a hunter, dark complexion, looks very strange. He also shot the arrow and both arrow went at the same spot, same time. This is 5 years old boy, became the emperor of the world. He's learning how to experience. But Nrisimhadev assured him. He said, you'll do well. I'll come to see you sometime. But he didn't know how he's coming. So then Prahlad Maharaj went there. He said, wow, I finally killed this animal who was disturbing the sages' meditation. Animal can live peacefully, but they should not disturb the sages because sages' power actually keeping everything peaceful. But of course, the animal don't know. So some animal has to be destroyed when they are too wild. So then he says, oh, I killed this. And this hunter says, no, I killed it. He said, why are you arguing? He said, no, this is mine. Of course, he didn't know this is Prahlad Maharaj, the new emperor, Hiranyakashipu is dead. So they had an argument and the other minister said, you know who is his emperor? And the hunter says, I don't care. And I live in the forest. I kill animal, I eat. That's how I live my life. I don't care who is the emperor, who is not emperor. I don't know what is emperor anyway. So Prahlad Maharaj told the minister, don't disturb them. It's okay. Let's go home. He felt very disturbed. He was praying to Nrisimhadev and next day morning, he made a beautiful garland. A beautiful garland for Nrisimhadev. And he offered the garland and he was very emotional. My Lord, I'm 5 years old. You want me to run this? I'm already facing a little stupid things of killing an animal to protect the sage. And I'm facing a big struggle. We cannot resolve with this person who is a hunter. He claims this is his and I wanted to take the animal. But then what happened? Anyway, he complained, not complained. He was just expressing his feeling to Nrisimhadev. Then he goes back. When he goes back to the forest, then he saw that hunter is still standing there. But there was something mystical. The hunter had a garland. And he said, wait. He came very close. He told the minister, wait, this is very strange. And he looked at the garland. I don't know, Matajis, when you make the garland, I'm sure all of you had experience. When you make the garland, you are very aware how you sorted out the flower, which color goes where, and how, you know, it's not like a blindly you do it. No, you're consciously you do make garland. So Prahlad Maharaj made himself the garland. He used to worship directly, not through assistant, just himself do a lot of things. He looked at the garland, he's looking, and this hunter said, why are you staring my garland? He said, wait. This is impossible. Who are you? How did you get this garland? He said, no, we are not here for talking about garland. We are talking about the animal who has a right to take it. Prahlad Maharaj telling me, is it Nrisimhadev? Then he looked at very close the garland. Yes, same garland. Then he fell at the feet. My Lord, why did you come in this form? So Nrisimhadev used to come in a many mysterious form. So then Nrisimhadev taught Prahlad Maharaj how to do meditation, yoga posture, meditate on him. He became the teacher to meditate on him. So that's called Yoga Ananda Nishinya. What it will destroy? The biggest planet, malefic planet called Saturn. If you don't know Saturn planet, you don't have to know. But Saturn planet is so dangerous. If Saturn mixes with Rahu, you will be in prison. Let's put it that way. If Saturn in your life, generally all the devotee gets it, I also got it, and it makes little miserable your journey in life. And if it's mixed with Shukra, you will be behind the bar, jail. They are so powerful. So just by meditating tomorrow, just by saying, let's do it one more time. Say, Yoga Nanda Nrisimhadev ki jai.
Yoga Nanda Nrisimhadev ki
Yoga Nanda Nanda jai.
Then you can chant one round. Then the Saturn planet fault will disappear. Okay, I'm sorry, it's been too long. The last two is number 8. Chhatra Bhatta. Chhatra Bhatta Nrisimhadev ki jai. Very good. So I'm not going to give a big story. It's like everything has a story. You don't need to know everything. Unless you can also read. I'm sure there's plenty of books are there. So there it says that when Nrisimhadev was sitting under a peepal tree in a shorter version where this form originally come, the Gandharvas, haha, hoo hoo, they came. Their name is haha, hoo hoo.
Is that to laugh?
Singing. They started singing to Lord Nrisimhadev. And Lord Nrisimhadev was so blissful. Just by hearing this story, your Ketu Graha will disappear. You know, Ketu is very dangerous. Ketu can cause you immature death, accidental or horrible disaster, accident, this, that. It is also good for liberation if you have last minute moment in your life. Prabhupada had that Ketu influence. It's good. I will not brag about it, but some astrologers said I have also, maybe you all have, I'm sure all devotee has probably. It's good for liberation. But during your life, if it is, it can also cause some bad influence. So if you just think of Nrisimhadev sitting under people tree, ha ha ho, glorifying this, then this will do. So let's say one more time, Chhatra Bhatta Nrisimhadev ki jai.
Chhatra Bhatta
Nrisimhadev ki jai.
Okay, the last
one. Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, can you spell it, please? The last
Chhatra
one.
Chhatra Bhatta.
Chhatra Bhatta. Can you repeat, please?
Okay, let me hear whoever wrote it down.
Chhatra. Are you saying Vajra or Bhatta?
No,
Bhatta. Bhatta.
Bhatta. Bhatta.
Yes.
Oh, it's a Bhatta, nice.
Yeah, Chhatra Bhatta.
Chhatra Bhatta Nrisimhadev ki jai.
Okay, the last one is very easy. Pavana. Like Potita Pavana, Nityananda Prabhu's name.
Pavana.
Pavana Nrisimhadev ki jai.
Pavana Nrisimhadev ki jai.
Pavana Nrisimhadev ki jai.
There are few
Prabhuji, stories. Prabhuji, this Chhatra, which planet is affected by Prabhuji?
Huh?
Chhatra
Ketu.
Okay. Ketu.
Hari Bol, Prabhu. Hari Krishna.
Hari Krishna, Mata.
Jai. Thank you so much. Dhanavad pranams. When you were speaking of the different planets, like Ratu and, you know, Ketu, all of these different planetary influences, won't the holy name protect you from all of that energy?
Yes.
So we don't have to really worry about, you know, or put any energy into it. We should really just focus on getting the mercy of the holy name, right?
But difficult, mind will not let you.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Focus on it. Mm-hmm. So if there is some help,
yes.
Just like Krishna protect Prabhupada's body, but Prabhupada also took some Ayurvedic medicine.
Mm-hmm.
If something helps us to serve Krishna better, why not?
Haribo.
This is our principle. Anything helps us to serve Krishna better, we will take it.
Thank you.
But holy name stands above all. We must remember. Thank you for doing that, because in Mumbai, I won't say the name. I know that devotee is very sincere. He suggested to Prabhupada, why in our movement, Prabhupada, everybody just depend on Hare Krishna? But there is this, Ayurveda says so many this. What was the, he said, a fancy word. It's called...
Metaphysics?
No. He said something Ayurvedic word.
Okay.
He said, this will cure this, this will cure this. The devotee should focus on this. He was going on, but problem was he should have proper etiquette to speak to Prabhupada when he suggests something and not find fault of chanting Hare Krishna. That was the mistake. And Prabhupada did not like that. So after a few minutes, they were driving. And the devotee who is driving, he saw that car is going little downward and he lost the brake. Brake is not working. And he looked at back. Prabhupada was sitting in the back. Prabhupada, the brake is not working. So Prabhupada said, well, ask him what medicine we should take now. Which Ayurvedic medicine will protect. It was like such an eye-opening. Because he was there inside the car. And Prabhupada says, so therefore depend on Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes, we should take advantage of anything helps us to focus. But ultimate dependence is Hare Krishna Mahamantra is eternal. We can never want to be separate from that. For a moment.
Jai Haribo.
Thank you. Okay, so Pavan Nishinga, so you can all chant that.
Pavan Nishinga. Prabhuji, Chhatrapati is Ketu?
Chhatrapati is Ketu. Is for Budh. You know Budh.
Budh
is Mercury.
Huh.
Budh is good if you want to be sense enjoyer. But it can be an obstacle if you want to progress in spiritual path. Because Buddha intervenes in the faith. He'll say, how do you know these people are serious chanting? How do you believe it? This kind of unnecessary logic and reason creates unnecessary. Of course, we have to be careful because he's a son. Buddha is a son of God who kidnaps Guru's wife. That's how this child is born. But he's a big demigod, Krishna appointed him as a ruling the Buddh planet. But he creates in devotee's life sometimes those kind of confusion. How do you believe Prabhupada said everything? Why you believe he said, who went to the moon? One Gurukuli boy told me right here. He said, we never went to the moon. How can I believe Prabhupada's word? I say, you don't have a faith. Why don't you just ask yourself, why don't I have a faith? And then, of course, we had a long discussion. And I told him also what I understood. I say, I don't have that problem. Because when Prabhupada says moon is a planet where demigod lives, the ladies lives there 10,000 years, 9,900 years, they do not get pregnant. Just before they exit, they get pregnant and give a child birth, not as a baby, as a teenager, and they depart. So they don't have raising kids. Everybody's teenager born, die teenager, like this. So I was explaining like this, but what modern science talks about moon, it's a satellite, lifeless, rocks. It's not the same moon. The doubt should not be there at all. The Bhagavatam explaining moon is a difference. The modern science, they come up with something. I'm not going to challenge, I don't need to because I don't have any interest on that. They are talking about satellite. I read that. I read it very thoroughly. I get that science magazine. It's a satellite with the rocks, no life. That's not moon planet, what the Bhagavatam glorify. Maybe the same word. So same thing like that. But this booth can create like this. Disturbance. I hope it doesn't create disturbance to any of you. You all go focus spiritually. So my last point is that this understanding, you have to accept it as it is, and there has to be a transformation. And that real challenge is to bring changes from within. Please remember that.
Avana Narsingha is the last one. Yes, Prabhu, which planet is affected?
Budh.
Budh, okay.
Budh is Mercury. Planet Mercury. Mercury is good for material intelligence, but it can cause some doubts also in spiritual progress. So the bottom line is, maybe you all can think that you are not a person of a form, but you are a person of substance, spiritual substance. Our internal change, not by changing our external, but by working on changing our internal. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is the emblem of that. He promoted that. It's so wonderful. Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakar said that. And also you can read 5.18.9. I always say that this is the mercy of, compassionate mercy of Prahlad Maharaj. And you all can say, maybe you all can repeat one time and I end here. No more. Everybody ready? This is wonderful. I'm going to read the translation. You can look at it in Bhagavatam 5.18.9. Prahlad Maharaj gives the blessing. We should take advantage of it. Association of advanced devotee means this. That you take advantage of Prahlad Maharaj tomorrow especially. Well, today, we start today. Srila Prabhupada translates, may there be good fortune throughout the universe. And let all the envious person be pacified. That would be nice because I'm envious too sometimes. May all living entity become peaceful.
Become peaceful.
And then by accepting bhakti, they all think of each other welfare. Can you imagine if you all love each other and think of always good for others, the world would be Vaikuntha. This is Prahlad Maharaj wants his blessing. And then he says, let all of us engage in devotional service to the Supreme Lord Hari, Krishna, and always remain absorbed in that loving service. Wonderful. So the sloka goes together. You can repeat after me. Swasti asti vishya. Oh, if you have access in Bhagavatam, you can just put it up. Or you can just read in your house.
So 5.18.9?
Yes. Okay, everybody got it.
Jai.
Okay, let's recite this together. Asti asti
vish
Very beautiful verse. And you can see the translation, how Prahlad Maharaj is giving us blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So please say thank you to Prahlad Maharaj tomorrow, that wonderful blessing you gave. Hope it manifests in my life very soon. Maybe tomorrow, manifest all these 9 symptoms. Wonderful. No more envious. All are auspicious. We're looking for always good for each other.
Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo. Hari